Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Twitter and Instagram. That's where you can follow us for our social media, at Joe and Alex Show. I was off the show on Friday. I went up to Michigan to see my younger brother, Bob. He's about 3 years younger than me. Get married. Now, things got changed. He was supposed to get married later in the summer, but he ended up getting married this past weekend. And I was like, oh, is there a baby on the way? Is there a reason we're moving this thing up so quickly?
Yeah, I saw pictures and they both look so gorgeous.
I know. I had to have been adopted.
He's a cute brother.
I'm way too... Hey.
What?
Spray some water on her. Calm her down.
What? He's cute. He looks so cute. His wife is gorgeous.
Yes. So they got married. They did it at a courthouse. And no, she's not pregnant. The reason they did it on that Friday was because it was their 7-year anniversary from their first date.
Oh, that's a cute idea.
Because I honestly thought, I'm like, whoa, dude, did you knock her up? Is that why you're moving this up so early?
I'm looking for a picture that you texted us because I'm going to put that on our story at Joe and Alex Show so people can see.
Yeah, go check that out. We will put it up in just 1 second on our social media so you can see. I can resend it if you need me to.
It.
Cool. So it was cool. Courthouse wedding. I've never done that before, but it was so awesome. And the reason I say that is because I've shared this on the air, but maybe you never heard the story before. After my dad passed away 11 years ago, my brother went off the deep end. Like he's talked about all this, but he's recovered from like doing drugs and heroin. Like we almost lost my brother. And it's crazy. My brother was in that same courthouse for speeding tickets, like when he was reckless driving all the time, when he was doing drugs and all these different things. And now to be back in that same courthouse for something so positive was really a great feeling. He's like, man, last time I hear, I think I got in trouble for going 115 on the highway.
Huh?
I'm like, yeah, way to turn your life around. So that was awesome going to my brother's wedding. But the biggest thing that I like so much, and it was so cool, is that I got to meet all these people that have been in my brother's life for the past 7 years, which is his now wife. It's so weird to say wife. His wife, Audrey's family, and their close friends. It was so cool to meet them. And I was nervous. Remember me talking about having to do a speech? Like, what if I have to or not? And
yeah,
I
like at a restaurant or something?
Yeah. Well, we ended up having this party at just a friend's house. They had like a giant basement and everything was catered in. But it was so cool. I kind of got like put on the spot to do the speech. And everybody's kind of just drunk and hammered. And I guess I actually did really well, according to everybody. I'm hoping to see if there's a video of this. Because I wasn't thinking of recording myself doing it. Because I didn't even know I was going to do it. But it was funny because everybody's talking. I'm like, hey, I've waited 7 years for this. Be quiet. Because everybody makes fun of the fact that it took them that long to actually get married. Like, they were engaged for 4 years.
Nope, I could never do that.
I was like, hey, I've been waiting a long time to get to this point. I didn't think it was going to happen. So let me talk. And I just shared about how awesome it was to be there in front of all those people that it just feels so good because I've always worried about my brother. You know, it's older brother things. And I've always worried because he struggled a lot. I thought I was going to lose my brother. And the fact to see so many other people care about my brother as much as not. More than I do and take care of him and love him and this is his family. I was like, this is the greatest feeling in the world. I'm so happy. And now it is cool because now I got other family members myself. So
that's
my
right.
Family's grown. So wasn't expecting it, but I was just so excited. A lot of people asked about that. And yes, we will put a photo up on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show so you can see the cute couple. Did you look at that photo of my brother and his hair? There's no way we're the same, right? Because his hairline is fully there.
Yeah, he's
Mine's
got hair.
Gone.
What happened there?
I don't know. Nothing wrong with it. I think I was adopted. I had to have been.
It's on our story at Joe and Alex Show.
It's just sad and depressing. But yeah, go check it out. See how cute I could have been if genetics would have
went
a different way.
You guys do. I mean, you can tell that you're brothers.
Do we? Because I feel like we don't look alike at all.
Has he also had a lot of weight loss?
A little bit here and there. We've always struggled with weight, but he's down a little bit. He was skinnier before, but yeah.
No, I mean, I think he looks skinny now. It looks to me like he has lost weight.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, he has, but like he was even skinnier before than that. But that was also the drugs, so I think he's good.